This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, and Late November P-Like Practice. Fax 989-773-6600. Regarding Danny Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P, date of birth 6-7-1965. Dear Sue, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bishop with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and a history of hypokalemia. His consultation was done December 2nd of 2025, and it was felt that his renal insufficiency is secondary to longstanding hypertension. He has lost 5 pounds over the last 3 months, and he feels like he's at a very adequate weight currently. This is his goal weight. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine 5 mg daily, telmisartan 20 mg daily. Potassium is 750 mg 4 times a day. He gets testosterone injections regularly. Zepbound 2.5 milligram once a week. Also, a DHEA 10 milligram daily, multiple supplements, and AUVELITY 45/105 milligram daily. Niacin is 500 milligram once a day also. And Wellbutrin is 150 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 209 pounds. Pulse is 85 and regular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 20th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.59. Estimated GFR is 49, and these levels do fluctuate. The previous one was 1.47. His calcium 9.3, sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 3.9, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin is 16.8, hematocrit 48.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. We also have a urinalysis done 12-12 of 25. Had a trace of blood and a trace of protein. He had a protein to creatinine ratio, which showed a very minor amount of protein in the urine at 0.18. His parathyroid hormone was 45.9 and the phosphorus was 2.5. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension, well controlled. Three, mild proteinuria per urine protein to creatinine ratio, which we will recheck with his next lab. Four, hypokalemia. We're also going to check a random urine potassium level. He's not on a diuretic. It would be nice to know if he is wasting excessive amounts of potassium in the urine. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.